The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. It's a beautiful morning. We thank God for Life Campaign 2025.
Thank you, Jesus. Follow, says the Spirit, it's a campaign. It's a campaign first to you. You are my primary audience. It is for you that I have put it together, that I may win you to this cause, that I peradventure convince you to join this army. Peradventure convince you that it's worth living for, yea, worth dying for, that the promise is worth it, that the battle is worth it, and that the victory is worth it. And that is why we came. We come convincing you. We come preaching to you. This same thing we preach to you, we have preached to many before now. We have brought the same old teaching, the same old emphasis, the same old thoughts in our hearts. Peradventure, at this point, we might convince you. We want indeed to convince you. We want to recruit you. We want you to join the train. We want to be sure that we can count on you. And that is why you have been brought together. That is why you have been handpicked to attend this meeting. That is why you are hearing what we say. That is why it is stirring in your heart and putting rejoicing in your soul. Because you are in the number. Because election has picked you, has brought you together. Hearken again, for we have brought our thoughts this day. Hearken again. Pay attention again. We have brought our thoughts this day. We have come together also to bring you again, even into the same old thought, the same old intent. That which was from the beginning, that has been denied by many, we have come to make known to you. We have come to reveal again to you, that you might be numbered among they that will be in the rejoicing of the Lamb, says the Spirit.
Amen. Just appreciate God this morning for being counted to hear these things. So many are seeking for it, they have not found it. In your heart, just appreciate God. Just appreciate our Father. Let's thank Him. Let's give Him thanks for this opportunity. It's a privilege. Ama Sufri and Daddy Ashtian, thank you, our Father. Lord, we honor you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm saying that Life Campaign, like God said, it's campaigning to us first. The Lord has come to us first. So the labor, the work is on us first. It's not man trying to do something. It's God that is declaring Himself. There was a day that He was saying, this work is not His work. It's the Lord's work. Hallelujah. Amen. All glory be to God. This is the Lord's meeting. So something that came so strongly to me as we're preparing for this meeting is that we've been hearing words. God has been speaking to us and He's still speaking. But the time has come for the manifestation of the words that He has been speaking. This year is the 15th Life Campaign. God has been declaring His counsels from the beginning. But now, it's time to now start seeing the cancer in the life of men. Hallelujah. So this life campaign is very, very important. It's very, very crucial. And we should see it as that. It's not just a time, I'm just going to meet my friends. No, you will meet your friends, but you also meet Jesus. Amen. That's the best friend ever. Hallelujah. You know, this season, there's so much painting Jesus to us to see. Jesus, the beautiful one. Jesus is beautiful. In all the realms, he's beautiful. He's beautiful. I don't know how you feel, but there's so much drawing it closer to us than ever before that Jesus is so real. He's so beautiful. You know, naturally, you use handsome for men, beautiful for women. But Jesus is beautiful. Hallelujah. Please, I want to appreciate all the elders in the house. Thank you for being part of this meeting. We are encouraged to see that we are not alone. It's not a gospel for the young. It's a gospel for all men. Hallelujah. And that's why God is showing that we have strategies. There are men that have gone ahead. We can't disdain them. They have done some things. They have handled some things that you couldn't have handled. Hallelujah. So it will be very wrong. I don't expect anybody in this assembly to be part of anybody talking about the fathers anyhow. Fathers are to be regarded. Fathers are source. Fathers are very, very important. In the home setting, fathers are very important. Naturally, a woman, you can be very tough and strong, but you can be shouting at the level and the children will fear you. A time comes, they look at you face to face. Mommy, I'm mommy now. Do you say daddy now? Your father might not talk, but when he say daddy, daddy is daddy. No matter how much a woman shouts, at the end, some things daddy will say to it, not you. Daddy says something. He said, fathers are meant to raise sons. In our world today, there are so many abnormalities. There is a child, a son that is born. Unfortunately, your father is not around. So it's your mother that raised you. You need to go to a father. You need to look for a father. Because if you don't, you can't be balanced as a man. That's the truth. That father that you don't have will show. That's when you see a man and he said, hey, cliche, you want a cliche? You'll be petty. Men are not petty. We make men are not like that. You need a father in your life. You don't have one, go and find one. Hallelujah. Fathers are very, very important. They're to set order. Amen. I don't know why I'm talking like that, but I just feel someone needs to hear that. Go and stay under a home that has a father that is responsible, not just any father. Daddy said, fathers are to be at home. You are too busy jumping from pillar to post. You don't have time for your children. You are not a father, oh. You are not meant for decoration. The lives of those children, God will require them from your hands. Fathers should be available. Hallelujah. Don't be too busy for your children. They are coming your way. I'm tired. Don't be too tired. Draw them close. Make them your friends. Talk to them. Encourage them. The little time you have, spend it tangibly with them. Don't say, go and meet your mommy for your assignment. Many women are meant to be teachers. Who said it? Where is it written? Help them with their assignments too. Hallelujah. They must see that daddy is around. See, when I was growing up, there's a feeling you have. When my father is around, everybody just feels comfortable. Like, daddy is there. When he's not at home, we feel like, daddy, what am I doing? You know, that kind of feeling. That should be normal thing with a child. Not that, your daddy is at home. Hey, lion of the tribe of his house has come. Oh, hey, child. no. You are not meant to be shouting. You are not in barracks. You are in your home. Make your home a place your children can enjoy. They want to come back home. Not that, hey, okpeo, moyo. When are you coming? Mommy, I don't think I'll come, Joe. Something is wrong at home. Your children should be willing and feel good to come home. Not, mommy, she daddy one, Lee. Mommy, you're well. And you feel you have done something, you have destroyed those children. That's the truth. Hallelujah. So when they go out, they will not respect any man. They just feel like my father. You can't be more responsible than my father. So my father is not responsible. Every man is not responsible. Simple. Because of what they saw, but it's not true. Hallelujah. Amen. God has called all of us. You see, this gospel has plans for everybody. Nobody is exempted. Father, mother, children, everybody. Every one of us. He wants homes that can raise godly children. Godly children is not just about the learn Bible verses. What is your Bible verse? For God so loved the world. Very good. It's not all about that. There must be a life that must be portrayed in the home. The life that we are learning, we should see it in our homes. It shouldn't just stop in church. Don't go to your house and feel like, church pastor said his own. In our house. Hey, if you do that, soon we will see. I told somebody recently, I said, come. My sister, we are all in the hospital. All of us, we are in the hospital. Church is hospital. They will come and give different drugs to everybody. Now, one powerful thing about this drug is, that drug is awogbaan. They will give it to all of us. Now, how you use your drug, we will soon know. If the drug is coming and you are using it, you will keep changing. And if the drug is coming, you are dropping it under the pillow. Under the bed. You think you are smarter. Soon we will know you will not change. We are hearing the same word. But this word is not having the same effect. Because you are not applying your heart to what you are receiving. So all of us, we are different levels of sickness. If you are perfect, we won't be here. Hallelujah. But God is interested in healing all of us. You know, the healing that he has to give is not just for our bodies, for our souls. Our souls are sick at different levels. So don't think, and he said he's a pastor. Pastor is not perfect. That's why pastor is still coming to church. So if you, my pastor can do that. But one thing about this life is this. The rod of your pastor is not with you. If you can correct your pastor, anyhow, leave that place. Go and look for the one you can submit to. Hallelujah. I'm just flowing the way it's coming to me. Hallelujah. So please, there's an expectation. In the church, there should be order. If you get to a home and there's no order, and you get to the place, everybody just behaving anyhow, you wonder what's wrong with this house. What's wrong with all of you in this house? Your daddy is talking, you are talking. What happened? Same thing in church. The pastor, God has given the pastor to be fathers. And if your pastor is a woman, there's a way God will put men around her to help her. Hallelujah. There's some things a woman cannot do. See, God will have to raise men around her. So that, because it's easy. Pastor has spoken. Oh, pastor, no, it's not supposed to be like that. She has her grace to coordinate you and surrender. Some of us, they need to go and put us under women so they can learn to surrender to women. You, some of you, the way you look like the woman is like, Shalom, no shed Aisha. Your look, I want to wonder where you're coming from. You have not been raised. It's not your fault, but go and be raised. Hallelujah. God has plans for all of us. He knows our frailties. He knows where to place us. He knows where he can work his, your salvation into you. And he will put you there. You might not like the place. But sit there and learn. It's for your good. You might not like the place. But sit. learn that some things he wants to deal with in us. You know one thing about death? You can't arrange your own death. They will arrange it for you and place you the right cross that fits your soul. That's where they will hang you. You can't decide, God, this cross is too short. This cross is too long. You understand? So, God has plans for every one of us. I thank God for yesterday's ministration. Pastor Tosin did a very good job. This walk, this life, can only be seen in the midst of disciples. And disciples means you must be disciplined. That's where disciple comes from. If you're in a church, you are not obeying whatever they are saying there, you are not a disciple. You can't do your own things your own way. If all of us are doing our own things our own way, this whole place will be scattered. But there must be order. There are things that are expected of each and every one of us. And let me also tell you, this man, God was just telling me about that all of us are disciples, though, but we have shepherds among the disciples. But that you're a shepherd, you are also a disciple. You are under an authority. One day, daddy said something in the house. Something was happening. And he said, hey, there is a spirit in charge of this house. And whatever blessing or curse you take away depends on how you relate with that spirit. It's not in him saying you are blessed. He's in the spirit saying you are blessed and he will bless you. In your heart, if you are disdaining him, the spirit cannot bless you. It's not about him. It's about the work that he is doing. So the spirit is in charge of the house. Now daddy, at times he's in Akure. At times he's in Ondo. Where is he? He's in the spirit. Watching over every of our conversation. Hallelujah. Recently, I told somebody, I said, come, daddy cannot be your pastor. I cannot be your pastor. Daddy can be your daddy. I can be your mommy. But daddy has a pastor that he has raised. Go and surrender to the pastors he has raised so that you can be raised. That is order. That is order. You can't disregard your pastor and say, it's daddy I am dealing with. It's a lie. You are not dealing with anybody. You are just being full of yourself, of your nothing else. Hallelujah. Amen. Our young ones, you see, when you have a little gift, because they were calling you father, papa, in fellowship, you now bring that papa thing and come to church. No, no, you are not the papa in the church. Oh, you are a boy. There are so many papas that are using pampers. Yes. They are not raised. You are not a papa by title. Papa is a responsibility. If you don't have it, you don't have it. And we will know. But now you're coming and you're looking like all of us like this. Ah, oh, Tibere. It doesn't work like that. Somebody's talking and you're feeling like, you know, what is he singing? I can sing better than he sing. Ah, oh, Lord, be come. Oh, Lord, be come. The spirit that is moving in this season is a spirit of meekness. They will break us. Like, break us. If they can't break you, they can't use you. They can't. You become a problem. Everybody is going this way. All of us, we are marching, no? Bang, 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 bang. And we're going. I say, no, I'm not marching like that. Oh, I'm marching this way. No, no. You can't know more than your pastor. Praise God. You can't do what? Know more than your pastors. Even if the way he's speaking the English, the thing is colliding. He wants to say, and you are went in there. Ah. Hear the spirit of the message, oh, and leave the English of the wented. Hey, hey. Because if you don't leave that English, that blessing will not come on you. You are a grammarian. You studied English. First degree, second degree, PhD. God bless your soul. But when you come to church, put that your degree. Put it under. And learn the way we should learn. It's not about degree. The God that chose him, did he know that he does not know how to speak good English? Or when they were choosing him, they called you and said, ah, I want to choose this man, so can we choose him or not? Was your approval taken before he was chosen? No. So it's not English, it's spirit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Says the Spirit, you must grow to discern the order of the house. You must grow to discern the manner of the Spirit. You must grow to discern the operation of the Spirit, because this is a holy ground. The church is not an earthly thing. The church is not a worldly thing. The church is a spiritual entity. The church is from above. The church was birthed from the throne. Yeah, what you have been called into, it's not like your university. What you have been called into is not a house of intellectuals. What you have been called into is a fellowship with spirits. Discern this fellowship. Discern this gathering. Discern the one set over you. Discern the other. Discern the house. Discern the house. The blessing lies in your discernment of the house. The blessing is hid in your ability to see the house beyond your carnal thing. Yea, see it as a place where God meets with men. Yea, until you do that, you will not be blessed. You won't go with the blessing. It's not a place to think and argue intelligently. It's a place to receive things that give you life, things that give you health, things that upgrade you from death. The church must be designed again. The church must be understood again. The church must be seen as it is seen in the Spirit.
Amen. The church must be designed again. Hallelujah. My husband is a very strong man. But the way he does it, with so much grace, you know, it's grace. It's not him. It's grace. God has actually helped him. But how did God help him? God raised him. God raised him. And he gave himself to the raising that God made him to go through. Mama was saying something the other time. Hey, don't say I want to be like Mama. Hey, do you know what Mama has gone through? Say, God help me as you're helping Mama. Don't say I want to be like Reverend Busi Olabode. What he has gone through, and he's still going through. But God has helped him, and God is able to help every one of us. You know, what you will go through depends on what they have for you. What you are going to carry, that's what will determine your dealings, the way you have to go through. You know, they will just pattern it to fit you exactly, your size, depending on what you have to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So this morning, I just feel I should just speak to everyone in the house. Let's go to Ezekiel 34. Verse 2 says, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat. Ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. God is speaking to all of us. Like I said, we are all disciples. But he raised some people as shepherds. Shepherds, we should know where we are placed. It's a dangerous place. When you say you're a pastor, or God has called you to be a pastor, please pastor with fear and trembling. You know, the way God does these things, when he say you're a pastor, he's not looking at your age. See Timothy, very young man. And God put him to be in charge of Ephesus, where you have older men. He was not looking at his age. He was looking at the grace that he has put into him. And he gave him instructions. As a pastor, when you have elders, because God will bring elders, don't treat elders anyhow. Hallelujah. Don't treat elders anyhow. Elders in our church, they are kneeling down and prostrating you, and you are taking it. It's dangerous. As they are going, also go down. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't say, yeah, I'm the pastor now. I'm the mommy in this assembly. I'm the daddy in this assembly. No, 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 no. It's not like that. Ha. Pastor Tom said, mommy, that will soon die. You're already killing your, you're dealing your grave already. We are all what? We are all disciples. But in the house, they need some people to stand and bring down what God is revealing. That God is revealing it to us or to you does not make you more special than any other person. God is looking for witnesses. Hallelujah. He didn't say God is looking for pastors. A pastor must be a witness. And he must raise witnesses. Hallelujah. You are just opportuned. And just take it with fear and trembling. Amen. You know, God is interested in his flock. In the later part of that place, verse 11, say, for thus says the Lord, behold, even now we both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. He said, my sheep, not your sheep. And we deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people. Now 14 says, I will feed them in a good pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold. And in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. Hallelujah. He will feed his flock. Hallelujah. He knows how to gather and regather. When everything you are giving is not making them to grow, God will put you aside. Nobody can stop this work. He has determined to do it and he's going to achieve it. He will gather them into places where they can be fed because he wants them to be fed. It's when you are fed that you can become. Hallelujah. So warning to all of us. All of us are disciples. Everybody. Disciples. Those that followed Jesus, they were his disciples. They were going in and out. They saw his conversation. Daddy was saying one day, he said, the Holy Ghost they receive is not the Holy Ghost we are receiving today. Oh. Because they have actually worked with him in and out, and he has breath upon them. So when they came, it's like when Adam was raised and he was formed. Say God breathed into him. Like Pastor Dimitri said, he said it's not oxygen. Spirit. Now when he breathed into him, he became a living soul. It's just like what happened to the apostles. They have gone, they have journeyed with him for those 3 years. 3.5 years. And daddy was saying something. He said, come here. Those 3.5 years. Some of them were married though. And there was no time the wife came. Jesus, my husband, he's not taking care of the home. If they had done that, they would have come to report. But as they were being taught, they keep going back home. Being the fathers they should be, being the husbands they should be. And he raised them to be responsible. You can't be a minister and your house will be suffering. No, that is not the way it is. The wives were not listening to Jesus. They were not following that crowd. But they never came to complain, sir. Because they were doing what they should do at home. At least if you don't know anybody, we know Peter. If Peter has been misbehaving at home, the wife would have shouted, Jesus, this man since he has been following you now. He's no longer doing what he should do. Oh, They were not doing natural businesses, but Jesus was supplying for their needs. He was meeting the needs of their families. So all of us, ministers, your home should not suffer because you are serving God. The way God raised us, God can put some people in your house. Now you are blessing them. That should not be our testimony. You should be there for your children. Hallelujah. There are some things, those you are laboring for, it's good to labor for them. But one thing you should know, that they have their fathers and their mothers. That meet some basic needs. Meet the basic needs of your children. And also give others. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm not saying don't give anybody because, no. Give others, but take care of your children too. Let it be moderate. It's not how expensive a school is that determines the product. This our school is 3.5 million per term. Nursery and primary. No. Look for the one that is okay. Good discipline. Put them there. Also help them. They need teachers. Get teachers for them. Let them grow up well. Hallelujah. So, we need to balance life by His Spirit. Your wife should not be angry that you are serving God. All the money in the house, you have given it to feed everybody. And in the house, we don't have. No. You said, no. She must do the things of God. No, you're not doing the things of God like that. You're offending. Hallelujah. I just say I should just talk, That's why he just coming to me. Please, there's a lot of expectation. This gospel must not be evil spoken of. All of them that followed Jesus, only Judas fell off. All the others were saved. The message that Peter gave on the day of Pentecost, he did not rehearse it. He spoke by the Spirit because there are some things already inside him, sir. The Satan gave him utterance for what they have learned from Christ. Hallelujah. So this Holy Spirit we are receiving now is not the same one. Their own, they were higher men. We were children, but the Holy Spirit can still manage with us. But don't stay there. Let's grow up. Hallelujah. So there's expectation for every one of us. We have been numbered in this camp. But one thing I know something that God, you see, some people use this, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Hey, oh, go through more. Light needs to shine upon us to see. Light needs to shine upon us to see. You have gifts and calling, and you still miss it. It's not about gifts and calling. It's about you being raised. It's about you having character. God is making fame by the law. And he's putting testimony. That is the blood. But friend has to be made first before testimony comes. If the frame is not proper, testimony is not coming. The work you need to do is to make sure that the frame is properly raised. They determine when to bring the testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot the lingua. They want to see the life. God, you see, you can yearn. Some of your generation, when you yearn, little forgiveness you can't do. And you are yearning. No, it's not by yearning. It's not. God will not make mistake to see two brothers coming. My sister, they came the same day to the church. But one is paying attention to his building. The other is all over listening to that message, journey to that message, and you can quote Reverend K, Reverend Busuyi, Reverend K. Pastor Ladimeji, quote everybody together. And we can't see the life. forget it. When they are coming to crown with life, that person will receive life. You will not have it. Because you have not followed. Hallelujah. Amen. So, this thing, God wants many. He wants to save many. But I want to say many, he's not bringing down the standard. So that anybody can just call everybody a robot. No, that's not God. He wants many, but wants many that can carry him. It's not many anyhow. You are giving what? I am coming today. And they are calling you. Are you not coming? You are not yet ready. You must start with those honest things. When you are coming, you are coming. When you are no longer coming, my brother, I am not coming again, no. When you are going to Yaba, go to Yaba. When you are changing the direction, the person I told you are going to go to Yaba. I am no longer, I am going to Lagos. Let them know. You think it's as simple? They are trying our hearts. In those little ways of being honest. You are doing business with your brother. And the profit is 10,000. And you have said you are going to make it 50-50. So it should be 5-5. But just play away because you are more into it than your brother. And you feel the profit is 8,000. So you share a 4-4. But actually you have taken 6. And your brother has taken 4. God is seeing all those things. And he's concerned about it. He looks as if it's not just 1,000 difference. No. It's not about that difference, sir. It's about the word that you have given. You've given a word. Your word should be, we should trust your word. Not that we give you church accounts. Oh, then your baba mini. Who said? No. It's not wo baba, it's wo baba wa. We are all responsible to our father. Hallelujah. So please, you see, this journey is actually very far. It's very, very far, but there are some basic things they need to put into us so that we can spring. Hallelujah. Some basic things should be put in us so that we can spring. Let's go to Luke chapter 12. Amen. 42. Luke 12, 42. Let's just look at it. And the Lord said, who then? The word. He didn't say, who then is the faithful and wise shepherd? Steward. Whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household. We have a household of God. To give them their portion of meat in due season. Their portions of meat for due season. Shepherd. Steward. Faithful. And wise. 43. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Blessed is that servant. He's a steward. He's a servant. Now in Revelation, God wrote to servants. No longer pastors. He didn't write to bishops. He wrote to servants. Servants. Unto his servant. Revelation 1, we said the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he said and signified it by his angel. Unto who? His servant John. John was already an elder. His servant John. He was already an elder. But he's still the servant of the Lord. He didn't even say he's apostle. Servant. So here, they're no longer seeing apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists. No. Servants. There was a lady who was saying that as an apostle, you're a prophet. As a prophet, you're a prophet. As an evangelist, you're a prophet. As a pastor, you're a prophet. As a teacher, you're a prophet. Prophecy says that you are declaring. It's not just says the Lord. You are declaring in his counsel. So you're a prophet. Hallelujah. So he was writing to his servants. So let's go back to that. Luke 12. He said, blessed is that servant. That servant that is given the meat in his due season. That steward. He's blessed. When he come in, whom his Lord, when he come in, shall find so doing. Now 44. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. That's the reward of that servant. He'll make him ruler. He'll give him throne to reign on because he has been faithful. We want to lay hold on life. We want to lay hold of eternal life, everlasting life. You must be found faithful. And wise. When you are wise, that means Christ is in you. The Bible says Christ is the wisdom of God. So you have an encounter with Christ. So Christ is the one that is helping you to manage the resources he has given to you. So that you are giving at this due season, you know how to put, you know what to bring at every point in time. That's why you are the steward there. And when they feed on it, they'll be raised. Amen. So all of us, we have work to do. Shepherd, disciples, every one of us, you have work to do. And what's that work? The work is not just, you see, I'm doing the work of God. What's the work of God? He said believing. So all of us, we need to keep believing and believing and believing and believing. And that work they are doing, first of all, in us, is what you have that you can give. If you don't have it, you can't give it. So God is, like I said, he's interested in us first. In this life campaign, he wants to work on us first. I know you love the word. Go ye into the all the world. Let him work his work inside of you first. So when he has done the work, he will now send you to where he wants you to go to. All the world does not mean you are going everywhere. From Jerusalem to Samaria. No. There's the word he will send you to. That's your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I believe God has spoken to us. God has spoken to us. Please. All of us have a work to do. And the work is believing. So that the work they are working inside of us, you have to believe that they are working inside of you. So that the work can become perfected. Hallelujah. If it's not done, if you are not done, they won't release you. It has to be done in us. You have to be done. Then when you are now done, you can go out. But they must start with the doing. And let them do the doing. So that when they are doing the doing, you agree them to do the doing the way they want to do it, then you become done. Let's pay attention to what they are doing first. Don't be anxious. Souls are perishing. Your own gong is number one. Our souls need to be saved. And the way they can save us is to do their work in us. God is first of all interested in every one of us as individuals. And that's why he keeps coming to us. Hallelujah. We need to go out. It's not done like that, oh. They have to send you. Before they send you, you are made. Because you are going to represent them. They won't permit you to just go and paint anything anyhow outside. And say what is not there. No. Those days are gone. Like somebody trusted some stories. And when Jesus was going, and Martha now came, and as Martha came, and Jesus just ministered, and Martha fell under the Spirit. You just tell some stories. No, this is not the time to tell stories. This is time to preach the word, the gospel. That's the way the gospel is. They have written it. You learn it. And do the same as you preach it. but you can't do it. No, it's not easy to preach, oh. Ha. Oh. Your generation just don't think, let me just handle the mic. When I handle the mic, they know somebody is there. Nobody, you are nobody. It's not about handling mic. Somebody said them. So he said the power of the mic. Yeah. When you hold the mic, the power of the mic just come upon you. It just yan. Mm-mm. There's no power of the mic. There's the power of the spirits. If it's not there, you will yarn rubbish with your mic. We need spirits for us to be raised. We need to come under. We need to stay where we are supposed to stay. Everywhere is not meant for you. You are supposed to be in Ondo. You are looking at Lagos. God bless your soul. May they help you early so that you won't waste time. Because if you go to that Lagos, the job that others are doing and making good money, why my church change, embe? You won't have peace. And you are coming to Ondo. Ondo is like, maybe you say, ah, what you have to do? This job is just, they just made 40,000 naira. But as you stay with that job, they will open other doors. Because it is not a limitation. See, thank God for the season we are in now. Remote jobs are flying all over the places. Just we are, that remote job. They say remote job, come and do it in Ondo. They say you want to do it in Lagos. As they are picking you, they are withdrawing you. Because there is a place you are supposed to be. Find your place and stay there. It's not a time to follow friends. All my friends are in Abuja. It's not Abuja. No, it's not like that. They can be in Abuja and be making good and cool money. See, that was the time my father said. He said, who are your mates? In primary school, some people were your mates. No, nursery, some people were your mates. Primary, others were your mates. Secondary, another people were your mates. University, others were your mates. You did masters, you met some mates. PhD, another mate. Then who is your mate? Nobody is your mate. You are running your race alone. Run the race in God. Nobody is your mate. Baton botalomundani. Even twins, when they get here, their life, you know, they have a path to follow, different paths. And they can't say, because you are my twins brother, you're my twin sister, must live the same life. You run me. It's not done like that. Some people said, females, they marry the same husband. You say you're deceiving yourself. Yeah. It's not like that. You can love yourself so much. Go and marry the same husband. Ah, you're crazy, oh. It's not like that, oh. Permit God to roll his life out of us. And as we do that, we enjoy more of him. We go from grace to grace, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Hallelujah. Let's begin to appreciate our Father this morning. Let's just appreciate him. Let's just appreciate him. Nasuva Niat. I don't know what you heard. Just thank God for this morning, this opportunity to hear. Aye Niatam Bariaga.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.